The U.S. dollar saw a solid bid overnight amid ongoing geopolitical tension as the Iran war entered its sixth day, though gains eased somewhat after reports Iran had previously signaled to the U.S. a willingness to eliminate its uranium stockpiles, helping improve broader risk sentiment. Fighting continues with Israel launching fresh strikes across Tehran and targeting sites in Lebanon, while Iran responded with missile attacks toward Israel, triggering air raid sirens in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Washington, a bipartisan Senate resolution aimed at limiting President Trump's authority to escalate military action against Iran failed in a largely party-line 53-47 vote. In markets, oil prices remain near recent highs. U.S. equity futures are modestly lower, and the U.S. 10-year yield has climbed to around 4.13%, a three-week high, while the latest Federal Reserve Beige Book pointed to continued price pressures across the U.S. economy. Elsewhere, China set a relatively modest 4.5-5% growth target as it shifts towards more sustainable expansion, while weaker-than-expected Australian household spending weighed on the Australian dollar, though Reserve Bank of Australia rate hike expectations remain centered around May. On the policy front, several European central bank officials flagged heightened uncertainty tied to the Middle East conflict, with more central bank commentary due today, including from Christine Lagarde and Fed Governor Michelle Bowman, alongside a U.S. data slate featuring challenger job cuts, weekly jobless claims, import and export prices, and fourth quarter productivity and unit labor costs. That's all for now.